Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Big one tonight for the Phoenix Suns. They continue their five-game road trip in Philadelphia against the Eastern Conference's top team, the Philadelphia 76ers. Suns 41-16, coming off a big overtime win over Milwaukee on Monday. 76ers 39-18, coming off a loss to Golden State on Monday, during which they were torched by Steph Curry's 49 points. Suns won the first meeting between the two teams back in February. Again, it's a 4 o'clock tip-off Arizona time. Pre-game coverage starting at 3:30 here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. So many different tangents on this game. Mm-hmm. So many matchups to look at. Devin Booker's historic success in Philadelphia on the road. He's had some big games there. We got the Embiid versus Ayton matchup.
Yep.
It's going to be fun.
Well, yes, it is going to be fun. And because I do believe, as we've spoke about earlier, and we're going to get into today, I believe that Chris Paul is starting to emerge as a serious MVP candidate. And this will be another game. This is a test. This is where players like Chris Paul shine. I'm going to be very interested to see how a lot of these matchups play out tonight.
Yes.
The Booker factor in Philly and the Embiid Ayton stuff. You remember when DeAndre Ayton was first drafted, before we had any real opinions of DeAndre Ayton? You remember that little back and forth of the pictures they were drawing?
Yeah, there was the comparisons, and apparently Joel Embiid took offense to those comparisons.
Saying he plays real defense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lots changed.
He drew a picture
then of
him dunking on his head or something.
That's something like that. Yeah.
MB, tonight it's personal. Something's gotta give.
Elsewhere in the NBA, we're back to scoreboard watching here in Phoenix, which is great, by the way. Clippers nudged the Trailblazers 113-112 last night in Portland. The Blazers led by 5 after a C.J. McCollum 3-pointer with just over a minute to go, but Paul George took over. He scored 6 points over the last 55 seconds, including 2 free throws with under 5 seconds to play. McCollum missed the potential game-tying jumper at the buzzer. Clippers get the win to push their record to 41-19, just a game and a half behind the Suns heading into Wednesday's action. Clippers also learned they'll be without star Kawhi Leonard at least the next week with a sore foot, which could affect his status for a game here in the Valley next Wednesday night.
Yeah, you got to love these NBA players, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's also my foot! It's sore!
I mean, seriously, it's like Anthony Davis is returning this week. He's missed, what, 66 days, right?
Hey, and that's a strained calf, man.
James Harden in on-court rehab tweaked his hamstring again. He's going to be out for who knows how long. There are no guarantees he's even getting back.
Yeah, that's where I was going next.
Yeah,
Harden might
be
out to the playoffs, suffering a setback from that hamstring injury that puts him back at square one, according to the team. Nets are currently a half game behind Philly in the East, and Harden has missed the last 7 games and 9 of the last 10. The game he played was a 4-minute stint before he left that game. Mother Nature not cooperative in the D-back series opener in Cincinnati last night. Rain turned to snow. Game suspended with 1 out in the top of the 8th inning. Diamondbacks leading 5-4. Andrew Young led off the 8th with a solo home run to tie the game. Carson Kelly later drew a bases-loaded walk to give Arizona a 1-run lead. They will resume that one this afternoon at 2:10 Arizona time. D-backs up and the bases loaded after the conclusion of that game. The regularly scheduled Wednesday game will take place with Merrill Kelly against Tyler Mahle for the Reds. All the action on ESPN 6:20 a.m. beginning with the pregame coverage at 1:30. It was weird to see that.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's April 21st,
yes,
and it's a snowstorm in Ohio.
And I was listening, I was in the car, and I was listening to, I was flipping around the channels, and I landed on the Cincinnati broadcast,
mm-hmm,
and man, they couldn't get over the weather. And that's people from Cincinnati,
yeah,
that were
right,
thinking how weird it was.
Right. The Diamondbacks have a rare opportunity to notch 2 victories today, though. Gotta like that.
That is true.
Yeah.
And hey, they got a 1-run lead, bases loaded, 1 out in the,
yeah,
first game. Coyotes back at it tonight, hosting the Minnesota Wild. Thankfully, for the final time this regular season, the Wild have won 6 of the 7 previous matchups, including a 5-2 win in Glendale on Monday. They've also outscored the Coyotes 28-11 in those games. Tonight's game gets underway at 6. You can catch it on Valley Sports Arizona Extra. Coyotes legend Shane Doan has a new title. Did you see this?
I did.
Assistant GM for Team Canada.
Yeah.
As they get ready for the 2021 IIHF World Championship, which gets underway May 21st in Riga, Latvia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice honor. Nice feather in his cap.
Former Pro Bowl safety TJ Ward, who hasn't played in an NFL game since 2017. But you may remember he drew interest from the Cardinals last season. He officially announced his retirement today. And the proposed European Super League continues to fall apart as Atletico Madrid, Inter Milan have followed Manchester City, Chelsea, Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham Hotspur, and Manchester United in announcing their withdrawal from the proposed breakaway tournament.
Yeah.
We're not going to elaborate on this today, but man, what a clunky rollout.
Well, in a weird way, Vinny, yeah, clunky, of course. In a weird way, I love the fact that fan outrage forced this thing to collapse in the matter of hours. That to me is, that's the way it should be, because I've said this forever, sports leagues, sports teams, they function on the public trust. Like a guy like Ken Kendrick or Robert Sarver or Alex Maruelo, they may think that they own the teams that they own, and they do, but they belong to us, and they wouldn't function without being received
True.
Well in the community. So when they when the community reacts, so should these sports leagues. And it's good to see that happen.
But
it's insane. You're right. It's insane.
But the level of greed to just say, hey, by the way, we're not going to run this by you. We're doing this.
I know.
Deal with it. Uh-huh. And then they dealt with it, and then they have egg all over their face.
Yeah.
That was, people attacked it for the amount of greed that the owners had.
Right.
And when you think of it that
way,
it was truly
Very
appalling.
True.
Yeah.